Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes. This is podcast episode number 22, and it's where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I'm driving on my way to work right now. It's raining because of Hurricane Irma, so my thoughts go out to everyone in Florida. I hope it doesn't hit you very hard. I hope your houses don't flood or anything like Hurricane Harvey. You know, a lot of disaster was caused by that. And so I really hope the best for Florida and anyone that's getting hit by Irma. I'm in North Carolina, so we might get a little bit of it, but you know, not as bad as everyone else. So to get into today's topic, I want to talk about simple design or simplifying UI design and brand design. And I remembered about a book that I keep hearing brought up a lot. It's called Don't Make Me Think by Steve Krubb. And it's a book that I actually haven't read, but a lot of the concepts I constantly hear about. So I'll probably read it at one point, and I do recommend it. Just because the things that I hear about it, just you can apply them. You know, this book's kind of, I don't know, like a decade old, maybe? I'm not sure. But you can apply the concepts at any point, really, because the idea of just simplifying your design for the purpose of not having to make your user think, you know, like just reducing the cognitive load on your customer's brain. It makes them feel good where they, you know, when they use an app, it's very simple. You know, they, when you think about a user, they open up your app, your website, and they have like one goal in mind, right? They have a need and they need to fulfill it. If your website or app makes it super easy to meet that user's need, where they're like, oh wow, that's like, it's already done, that's it, I didn't even have to think about it, that, you know, in their brain it makes them I don't know, release dopamine levels or something, I don't know, but you know, it just makes the user feel good and they'll be more than happy to give you money for such a good service. So, and the other thing is, I constantly see a lot of companies not really value the importance of simple design, and I really don't understand it. You know, a lot of companies like just build software, and typically it's a lot of developers that don't know how to design. I'm not putting any offense to anyone, because, you know, I'm a developer, but I love simple UI design at the same time. I think that even though I'm not a designer, it's important to think about design, because I want to build really great user experiences. You know, and not making the user think, let me give some examples of that, because it's not just, you know, software design, it's also like your brand. So if you think about it, you know, one aspect is figuring out or making it as easy as possible for the user or potential customer to make it as easy as possible to figure out what you actually do. I had this problem at Ninjality. You know, we had this really weird slogan, or it sounded cool, but we didn't even understand what it actually meant, honestly. It was something like building social media experience or social experiences on the modern web or something like that, or with cutting edge technology. And it's like, what do social experiences mean? Like, can you clarify on that? And you shouldn't have to, right? Just make a tagline super simple. If you're a web design agency, just say that, you know? You don't have to be clever about it. You'll beat everyone else that are trying to be clever at it. So that's one example of like brand, just making it super simple to understand what you're doing. Another example, maybe like, you know, your user has to input their location. Don't make them think about it. Use, you know, an API if possible to get their current location, or hide, you know, a lot of people put like country and state and city selectors. Hide the state and city until they've chosen a country, you know, or kind of like disable it, get it out of the way. Don't make the user think about those fields because they're not relevant yet. You know, simple stuff like that where you can't apply this design anymore. Well, you actually could. Another great example is not even really UI design, is how Slack handles password, or not passwords, but how you log in, and they do this without a password. So, you know, if you log in on your phone, for example, you just enter your username or email, and they'll send you a link to your email. You click it, and bam, it opens up the app, and you're signed in. So that's really great design. I'll talk a little bit more to close off this episode in the next segment, so stay tuned. So the basic idea behind simplifying your design is really just removing steps in between when the user starts interacting with your app and when they reach their goal. So in the Slack example that I just gave, you know, removing that step to enter your password, even though you have to click a link, you know, on mobile, it's a lot harder to type in your password. A lot of times if you use a password manager, you know, that might be harder. So just being able to get a notification and clicking the link in that email is a lot easier than entering in your password. So, and of course, they still give the option to just enter your password if you want. So it's, you know, it's still giving them the freedom to do it the traditional way. But it's like, hey, do you want this, you know, magical link that just logs you in? You'll have to skip, you can skip that step to enter your password. You know, that makes the user kind of think like, oh, that's really clever. Like this makes, you know, a lot of times, like when I log in an app on my phone, it's like, oh man, I'll have to get the password. It's always in my mind, I just think it's such going to be such a long task or hard to do. But then, you know, with Slack, it's like, oh, cool. You know, it makes me feel good about being able to log in right away. So doing stuff like that, you can even do that with signing up. You know, I think Hashnode does this. They don't even have a full sign up form. They just ask you for an email. And then from there, I think you probably just click the link in the email and save some profile information. But yeah, just reduce steps, because even those steps that you think are needed, you can just make them, you know, enter that information later on. You can have like an onboarding process or something. So if you do, maybe, you know, make the sign up a lot easier. Don't ask for so much information up front, because that scares away a lot of users. So really what I'm trying to get at, because, you know, on this podcast, I try to combine web development and business. And so this is a great way where, okay, if you actually do care about making money for your business, retaining customers, you can provide a really good user experience on the technical side, you know, on the design side, your actual product. And of course, that's going to make your customers feel good. You'll be a good company for having a great product, and thus, you know, you'll get money, you'll get revenue and all that. So yeah, I think it's really important. And to close off, I actually got the guy's name wrong. It's Steve Krug with a G. So yeah, that's definitely a good book that I think you should check out, or at the very least, because I haven't read it either. So it's, you know, it's weird for me to recommend it, but I think some of the concepts, perhaps I'll find some articles that reference this book and I'll tweet them out. So if you want to, you know, get hold of me, you know, suggest some new topics, or see some other content, definitely, you know, tweet me at sunnysync.io. And you can also find, if you're listening to this on a podcast platform, like, you know, iTunes or Google Play or Pocket Cast, can check me out on Anchor. That's where you can call in and comment on episodes, so you stay more engaged. And check out other people on Anchor as well. There's actually another example I forgot to give. there's another station I listen to here on Anchor. It's called UX in the World. And he gave this really great example of the iPhone and how they currently implement Touch ID, where they just added into the home button. So an action that users naturally already did to unlock their phone, now they skip that step of entering a PIN code or swiping on some pattern. Now they just touch the home button, boom, you have unlocked your phone. I think that's really great UX design, and just, you know, reducing a step and making the user think even less. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye.